Hey guys, God bless you. Welcome. Sure love each and every one of you and just enjoy being able to fellowship like this from all over the country. It's an amazing thing that God has going here. You know, I was thinking about the way things are in this world today, and there's a lot of stuff out there that's happening. And, you know, it talks about in Ephesians that we are in a spiritual battle, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And we, as God's kids, we know there is a battle going on. Now, the world calls this battle right now, you know, coronavirus 19. That's what they've named this battle. We, as God's kids, know that that is not the real battle. The real battle is the adversary and what he is trying to do, the evil one, to put so much fear and despair into people's minds that they are really being controlled by their emotions that aren't even in control anymore. One of the main motivations for this whole thing that the adversary has really put into place is fear, fear, fear. And what has that fear produced? Anger, panic, selfishness, judgment about others, wear the mask, don't wear the mask, stand so far away from me, don't get close to me. Oh my gosh. And I stood there the other day listening to some stuff and I thought, but God, please, but God, people, let us remember who is really in control here. But we only will see that and know that in our lives if we walk by the Spirit and not by the five senses that is causing all this stuff to be stirred up in people's hearts. And I don't know about you guys, but I have relatives that I really love, and they're scared, you know. And I take every opportunity to build them up and speak the truth of God's word to them and try to help them find some peace. So I think it's really important for us to realize that we walk by the Spirit and not any other way but by the Spirit of God within us. And then I thought, you know what, let's really go to the Word tonight and see what the walking by the Spirit would look like. And I thought the best place to go is Galatians 5, verse 22. So let's go there. The fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Hold on just a second, I've got to grab something over here. Galatians 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And this is from the New King James Version. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So we're going to look at the fruit of the Spirit tonight. And see if we can get through all nine of them. We may have to do a part two, I don't know, but let's look at the first one, agape, the love of God. And we all know this means the love of God. And this is the love that God has for us, which now we can manifest towards others. And sometimes I think we forget that it isn't just about us being able to manifest this love towards others. It's what God has put within us that enables us to do that. And that's that Christ in us. So we are to walk in that agape love as God has loved us. Look at Romans 5. We'll start in verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God loved us and allowed his Son to die for our sins, not because we were so lovable, but because he is love. And he loved us. We are to love each other with that same love, even if sometimes they are not so lovable. I'm not so lovable sometimes. But you know what? God expects us, if we're walking by the Spirit, which is what we all are endeavoring to do, that this fruit of the Spirit is available for us to manifest. We don't have any excuses. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Go to verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. you know what, this is not hard for us to do. I know sometimes we feel like it is, sometimes we're challenged, because people aren't always so lovable, and sometimes they're unkind. But you know what? We are not doing this in our own strength. So we don't have any excuses not to do it. God asks us to be imitators of Him. That is one of my favorite verses. I just love, oh, I love that verse. So I can't do that in and of my own self. It is Christ in us that enables us to walk by His Spirit. He lives within us in that Spirit. It is Him working in us and through us and with us that gives us the ability to walk in that kind of love. Look at the second one, joy. A joy is not the same thing as happiness, because happiness relies on what's going on around us. But joy, which is a fruit of the Spirit, is an inside job. You can be joyful inside even if the circumstances around you are not the best. Look at Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, we are not doing this on our own. We can have that love, that joy, that fruit of the Spirit. All nine of them can be manifested in our lives towards ourselves and each other because of the power of God that works within us. Let's take a look at the third one. Now, sometimes I think we look at these and go, gosh, I can, wow, that's quite a list. Yeah, it is. But, man, it is so available for us to do. To have this peace, this fruit of the Spirit, completeness means harmony, means security or well-being. That's what peace means biblically. It's a completeness, a harmony, a security or well-being. We can find peace, some types of peace, like, you know, I want to get find a peaceful situation or a peaceful place. So you go for a walk on the beach, or you watch a sunset, or you sit down and just speak in tongues. But the fruit of the Spirit peace is not dependent upon those things around us, but the Spirit of Christ that lives within us. It's His peace that lives within us, and it's that type of peace that we can manifest towards each other if we just keep control of our mind, realize that we are not going to walk by the flesh. We are truly walking by the Spirit. And these characteristics of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ flow from us towards anybody around us. Look at John 14:27. Here's another great verse. I love this verse. Verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. And I think about that verse right there, that sentence, I think, I don't know anywhere, anything about this world anymore that's peaceful. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Because Christ is leaving His peace with us. We don't need peace from anywhere else. And then Romans chapter 5. Look at Romans chapter 5. Therefore, verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we're justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look, it doesn't matter what's going on in this world. It does not. It really doesn't even matter what's going on in my household or with somebody. Maybe there's not a peace. Maybe I have a relationship that's not peaceful right now with someone. We still have that spirit of the fruit of the Spirit of peace, because that's the peace we have with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is something that we get to manifest and feel because we are born again in God's Spirit and we are walking by the Spirit. Look at long-suffering. Long-suffering means patient endurance. Now, here's a good one. Patient endurance. God is long-suffering towards us, and we are to be long-suffering towards one another. Ephesians chapter 4, this is a great verse, a couple of verses here. Chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness, gentleness, with long-suffering, That's that patient endurance, forbearing with one another in love. We're not forbearing one another by biting down and bearing it and grinning, you know. It's not like that. It's love. We have that love of Christ within us, and even when we're frustrated with each other, if we are walking by the Spirit, this kind of love is going to be what's being produced in any situation we're involved in. And you got to keep remembering this, you guys. This is a big, important part of understanding how to walk like this is we're not doing this in our own strength. It's not Vicky that's able to renew her mind to that degree. It's the God in Christ in Vicky that enables me to make a decision to renew my mind and bear this kind of fruit. You know, God talks about we are the lights of the world. You know what makes us shine like that? It's the fruit of the Spirit. It is the God in Christ in us going forth wherever we're at, whatever circumstance or situation we're dealing with, and loving people, forgiving people, having patience with people. This is what allows us to be these lights. It's that God in Christ in us in manifestation. Gentleness. This can be defined as kindness toward each other. Yes, even when we don't deserve it from each other. Because sometimes we don't renew our minds. But I'm so thankful that I live with believers. Because when I'm off, somebody always helps me get back on. It's what we do. It's how we treat each other. We can be kind and gentle to one another under any circumstance. And that's what we do to help bring each other back around to the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3, we'll go 3 through 6 here. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God. We are ministers of God. First and foremost, it should be in our own household, towards each other, towards the believers, and then towards people that still want to know and love God, because He's got them out there. But if we can't treat each other like that, how are we going to treat people like that genuinely, that we don't even know? Okay, let me finish reading this, though. It's pretty cool. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in needs, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in columns, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love. That's how we're supposed to love each other in every situation, under every circumstance. And we can do it because it's by the Holy Spirit. He lives within us. And that's what enables us to rise above how we feel in the circumstance or situation and just love each other or whoever it is, somebody on the street. I mean, you never know when God's going to open the door for you to reach out and minister to someone. And it could be nothing more than, could I help you put your groceries in your car? Who knows? God knows. But we need to be ready as ministers of God to walk like this towards everybody. The sixth one is goodness, which means uprightness of heart and life. It means an uprightness. As we walk by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh, we will reflect the character of Jesus Christ, who was also called the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for his sheep. In Romans 15, verse 14, now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, wow, filled with all knowledge, able also to abolish one another. That is pretty cool. We have the capability. That's what God's telling us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9, where the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. There it is. I mean, pretty plain, pretty simple. And the seventh fruit of the Spirit is faith, which is pistis, or believing. As we walk in the Spirit and operate the manifestations of the Spirit, our believing grows as we see the power of God manifested. Ephesians 1:19, What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? And it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That is where our faith is. It's in the power of God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, we walk by faith, not by what? Sight. Okay, we're getting close to the end here. Meekness. Meekness means righteousness, humble, and able to teach. One who doesn't have the right, one who doesn't feel the need to be right all the time, but walks with great humility towards others. Wow, now that is something to think about, isn't it? Doesn't have the need to be right all the time, but walks with great humility. That's what meekness is. And that's a fruit of the Spirit. It's something we can manifest. It tells us in James to lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. And now we're at temperance, the last one, self-control. Wow. The more spiritually minded we are and walk, and the more spiritually we walk by the word of God, the more control we have over our actions and thoughts. And our thoughts produce actions. So it's really important what we're allowing our thoughts to think. So temperance, which is self-control. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness. Wow, that is quite a mouthful. But you know what? Self-control is very important because our actions start with our thoughts. And if we control our thoughts and renew our mind to God's word, then we are going to be walking in the power of walking by the Spirit, because we are going to be walking as spiritual men and women. And we will produce what God has called us to produce. I want you to remember here for closing, you guys, we can do this because of who we are in Christ. It is not within our own strength. It is our identity with Jesus Christ. It is believing that we are what God says we are. We can do what God says we can do. We can be what God says we can be. And we can be the lights of this world, reaching out with the spiritual fruit to bless people's lives every day of our lives. So just remember, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I love you guys. You want me to pray?
Yes,
okay. Father, we're so thankful for your love for us. And gosh, Father, for the word that you have just protected for centuries, thousands of years, so that we could sit here tonight and go to scriptures and really see ourselves through your eyes, through the eyes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God, we can really live like this. We can do this because you've enabled us to do this by putting your Spirit of Christ within us. And he gave his life so we could do this, Father. We are so thankful for that. So thankful, God, for your love, your mercy, your grace. And just give us the strength and the determination, Father, to be obedient to your word and to walk spiritually, Father, so that we can manifest your love and our Lord's love to everybody that crosses our path. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome time in God's Word. Love you guys. We're going to come off of mute here in a second.